From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. A French tourist who was kidnapped by an Algerian militant group has allegedly been beheaded by his captors. A new video claims to show 55-year-old Irv Goudel being killed after the group issued a 24-hour ultimatum for the French government to stop airstrikes in Iraq. The Algerian militants, known as Jund al-Khalifa, have recently pledged allegiance to the ISIS group in Syria and Iraq, responding to calls for Western civilians to be targeted. Our Europe correspondent Sandra Gatman says the killing of Mr. Goudel is unlikely to change France's actions in the region.
The French government said very clearly when the first video of Mr. Goudel emerged on Tuesday that it would do everything it could to bring him back. And there are reports that some special units were attempting his rescue in Algeria. But French President François Hollande did very publicly reject the possibility to negotiate for his life. Now, this latest video released by the Algerian militants, titled Message of Blood for the French Government, is clearly designed to blame France for his beheading, which they will of course reject, and make the case for the need to continue going after ISIS in Iraq and Syria.
This comes as U.S. President Barack Obama has warned the world about the cancer of violent extremism in a speech to the United Nations General Assembly. He's trying to build support against the Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Our correspondent at the UN, Nick Harper, says the speech touched on many topics.
This was President Obama's warning for the future. Going into it, we heard this was going to be a forceful and optimistic message. Certainly forceful, but perhaps light on the optimism. He talked about the dangers and the unease, saying the world was at a crossroads between war and peace. ISIS, the threat of the Islamic State, dominated much of the speech, and he called on all countries to help America in the fight against extremism.
Meanwhile, the UK's Parliament is being recalled to discuss taking part in military action against Islamic State militants. MPs will debate the matter on Friday, leading to possible UK airstrikes as early as the weekend. Natalie Feary reports from London.
Prime Minister David Cameron says UK MPs will debate responding to the Iraqi government's request for assistance. This Iraqi request, the UK believes, gives it the legal cover for intervention on foreign soil. Mr. Cameron is confident MPs will back airstrikes on Islamic State militants in Iraq. But UK military action is not likely to take place inside Syria. It was only just over a year ago the Commons was recalled and voted against intervention in Syria. The UK is already providing arms and assistance to Kurdish forces fighting Islamic State militants.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. NATO says it has seen a significant withdrawal of Russian forces from eastern Ukraine, but says that some forces still remain there. It comes after a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine and the withdrawal of Ukrainian forces from the area. Tom Barton reports from Moscow.
Lieutenant Colonel Jay Jansen says that because pro-Russian militants control a number of border crossings into eastern Ukraine, it is difficult to tell how many Russian troops are in the country. Moscow still denies sending troops into eastern Ukraine or arming the pro-Russian rebels. A shaky ceasefire has seen reported violations, but has held since the 5th of September. Russian forces annexed Crimea in March, which brought international condemnation and sanctions against Moscow. Fighting then spread to the east of Ukraine, stoked by Russia, says Kiev, that the UN says has claimed 3,245 lives since April.
And biosafety experts in the U.S. are warning that American hospitals may be unprepared to safely get rid of the infectious waste generated by any Ebola patients in the country. Waste management companies are refusing to deal with any gear associated with treating the disease, as Lerna Shattuck reports.
The issue over Ebola waste has come to light after Emory Hospital in Atlanta treated two U.S. missionaries for the disease this summer. Bags of waste began to pile up as the hospital's waste contractor, Stericycle, refused to handle them. The company said that federal guidelines require Ebola-related waste, such as soiled sheets or protective gear, to be handled in special packaging by people with hazardous materials training. Emory had to keep the bags in a special containment area for 6 days until the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention helped broker an agreement with Stericycle. Biosafety experts say it's only a matter of time before more Ebola-infected patients are diagnosed in America. They warn that many U.S. hospitals are unaware of the federal waste disposal guidelines and few would have the ability to deal with Ebola-related waste.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.